Hey guys, welcome to our podcast, Likely Not Dead, where we talk about the paranormal of the world, along with mysteries, conspiracies, and true crime. On today's episode, I am your host, Lenny. I'm joined by Toby and Quasi.
Why is it on me, bitch?
Hi.
I forgot the question.
Hi, my name is Quasi. I'm here. I'm listening with my ears.
How's it going? I'm Toby here.
Right, like every other episode, before we begin, we'd appreciate any like and follow on our podcast social media. And if you got a spooky story, feel free to send it at our website, likelynotdead.com. On today's episode, we are going to get into a local legend. Some of you might recognize the name of this location. If you stay tuned at the end of the podcast, I will be sharing a personal experience at this exact place. Now, this place is located in Mission, Texas, which used to actually be a land owned by Spain in the 1770s.
For white people.
The site was actually first called the Hillock, which is now La Lomita. I'm assuming in Spanish. No.
What kind of Hispanic are you that you don't know your own second language?
I know. The Lomita Chapel is a historic Catholic chapel located in what is now Mission, Texas. Now, it was named the Hillock by a rancher by the name of Jose Antonio Cantu. He was given this land by Spain in the 1770s. It was later purchased in 1851 by a French merchant by the name of René Guyard, who was a devout Catholic.
Ooh la la.
Guyard later built the chapel in 1865. And in 1871, he bequeathed it to the missionary Oblates of Mary Immaculate. La Lomita, which is located between Brownsville and Roma missions, became an important stop for the Calvary of Christ, and it served some 65 area ranches and traveling missionaries. The area later developed into a village as the Oblate fathers constructed a rectory, a guest house, and a blacksmith shop, a buggy shed, and quarters for lay brothers and laborers in what is now La Lomita Historic District. There was later a flood in 1899. The chapel was rebuilt with stones from surrounding hillside. When the city of Mission, Texas was founded in 1908, it was named in honor of La Lomita. The chapel was designed a recorded Texas history landmark in 1964 and was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 1975. In the mission's heyday, priests were rumored to be having intercourse with the nuns and burying the children's bodies on the ground. One night, some illegal immigrants who were aware of what was going on went in and killed two of the priests. The third priest went to get help but died while searching. The robes and bones of the priests were on display up until a couple of years ago. Thereafter, it became an asylum for the mentally challenged. Many of the people working there reported seeing figures in robes walking around the grounds at night. The asylum shut down completely recently, but the grounds are still open to tourists during the day. You may not be able to go inside the old mission, but it's still worth going the trip. Today, the Little White Chapel is better known for the ghost that supposedly lives inside it. Many locals have reported seeing the apparition of a woman levitating in the open doorway of the chapel. Most of them have claimed the apparition was floating in the air and seemed to be reciting a prayer. Those who have witnessed her believe she is the spirit of a nun.
So, I'm going to input a little question there. Not question, more of a statement. So, I looked into this before. So, I know that around this area, when the towns were first being developed, like, historical paperwork is non-existent right now. So, I did hear that the nuns that did go to this church were being forced to have relations with the priests that were there. And a lot of the times, they obviously came out pregnant. So, they were sent to what was called the religious retreat, which was code for them to go in secret and have the baby. So, it is said that all the babies that were born from the nuns are buried in the behind the church. and that there is a man who's been spotted there who takes care of the souls there.
Let me put my 2 cents in here. Si ya saben.
Here we fucking go.
Si ya saben, ya saben. All right. Let me. I got so much information in like 3 seconds. For the people who are lost like me, I'm gonna keep you updated. Let me fix this shit. Hold up.
Time for Quasi's recap.
Quasi's recap. Cause we got confused. We're recapping. In the beginning, before time was real, before the land became dirt, before the air became cold, there's a place in Mission that was conquered by the Spaniards. All right. Later on, the La Lomita became a Catholic chapel. If any Catholics out there, don't listen in. Get out of the view. Afterwards, they called it the Hit Lake. I don't know. I don't even know how to spell it. By the vato, Jose Antonio Cantu. And then in 1851, some French dude named René Regrard. I can't even say his last names. Rest in peace. He's probably dead. In 1871, a lot of stuff happened. It's now near Roma, kind of Brownsville. And then afterwards, it became a village somehow. This place had everything. That's called La Lomita District. And then God said, let me send the flood. And he sent the flood. In 1899, they rebuilt that shit with the bricks from the hill. What hill? If you've never been to La Lomita, there is a hill. And it's way down there. So I wouldn't doubt it that there was a flood there. And then 1908, they rebuilt that shit. And then in 1975, it became a national landmark. Fuck that shit up. And now we are here. La Lomita is now a church. Some sisters took over it. And then, Lord and behold, on something that's so holy, the priest starts raping the nuns. The nuns are forced to bear their children. And them kids didn't live to see the next day, son. And they got buried in the back of the church. And now, as legend says, they say that there's a man in the back of the church that be taking care of it, which is actually, in truth, Border Patrol. Because Border Patrol likes to go there because La Lomita is near the U.S. and Mexican border. And now we're here. Afterwards, after the murders, the real heroes of this story, two Mexican people. Well, actually, we don't know how many Mexican. There was a Mexican person who said, fuck that priest. He's not a real follower of God. He's raping these nuns. Let's kill him. And that's basically what he did. He killed them priests. He killed two of them. And then afterwards, that place got abandoned and it became an asylum for kids who were mentally disturbed. Allegedly. And now haunted by, now of ghost of kids, now there's ghost of sick kids and nuns, and there's a lady who floats in the beginning of the church. If you ever see her, everyone who says they see her, she's a lady in white, obviously, who looks like she's praying, but we don't really know why she's obviously, everyone's saying that she looks like a nun. Well, it could be the nun who's praying for the kids that are down there, to be honest. And that's basically the recap. I literally gave you everything. Some of it, I got lost. But it's okay. We're lost together.
I will be paraphrasing two experiences that happened at the Lomita.
Two reported encounters. Quasi getting sleepy.
Quasi's always sleepy. This person says that they were reading a magazine about ghostly encounters at La Lomita Chapel, and people have reported. About 2 years ago, they were in a similar situation, but broad daylight. They were recording through a fence because the park had already closed. When they arrived, they viewed the tape at home. There appeared to be a woman standing in the doorway at the chapel. At first, they thought it was a fence, but the more they watched it, the more it looked like a nun. When they played it in slow motion, they were convinced that it was a nun, but without a face. She seemed to be facing to the left corner. A week later, they went back to see if there was something in the corner of the doorway and found that there was a crucifix located. Currently, they are looking for the video that so they can submit it and get someone else's opinion. They are strong believers of the supernatural, and after reading about the other encounters, they are very convinced that they saw a ghost. This happened in December 4th, 2006. If you made it this far in our podcast, I will be sharing one of my personal experience there at the Lomita Chapel. I've gone maybe a couple of times, but the first time I ever went, I went with a couple of friends. I think we went like around 8 p.m. It was already dark. We went and we went inside and it was pretty nice. I mean, obviously very abandoned. There was pillows on the. It was very churchy, right? There was candles lit. I saw some notebooks with like written stuff. Fine. And then I started feeling like weird, right? I started freaking out.
What type of weird?
Like cold weird.
You got chills.
Yeah, and it was hot. So it wasn't even like a cold day, you know? So we went in there and we're just looking around, seeing everything. We saw the crosses and all that stuff. And then we closed the doors.
Did you see the floating lady?
I did not. I did see a man.
Oh, snap. What was he doing?
He was just standing there.
The Watcher.
Over some graves some fresh graves, actually.
It's a little sus. Unless, you know, it was a person they knew, then, you know, my condolences.
Yeah, we don't know what happened, but the graves look pretty fresh. They look like small graves, like kids' graves. Make sure you cut out all the elms, please.
I'll try.
Anyways, so yeah, when we went inside, it was okay. Everything was fine. And then we closed the doors. One of my friends, I ended up being alone in the chapel by myself with the doors closed. Yeah.
Bitch, the bitches you were with left you?
No, like, I stayed. I just wanted to stay. I was like, you guys can go. I want to stay here. But I closed the door.
It wasn't
she. Like, I locked
she
it.
She fucked up.
I don't know. My conscience just told me fucking lock the door, right? Like, I just... There's, like, this wood thing so you can close it. Whatever. But then I was like, nah, fuck no. And I got out of there. Like, I fucking ran with them. I was like, oh, never mind. I'm good. So I was with them. And then that's when I started noticing my surroundings and everything. And I looked over to the fence and there was these two graves. Yeah, I looked over and there was like a man standing between the two graves. They looked pretty fresh. After that, we never really went back. But that was pretty creepy. I mean, I felt really cold. I felt like something was looking at me. And I kept looking at the woods, bro. Only to find out that there was another building. I believe it used to be an asylum at some point. But it's now just pure skeleton. I think that's why I kept looking that way. But yeah. That was my personal experience with the Lomita. If you guys do go, just don't bring that shit back with you.
Sorry, I took off my glasses so I can't see shit. But that's weird that you felt cold when it was hot. I've seen the Google images of La Lomita, okay? Because I've never been in it. Because I didn't know. Side note, we actually tried to go to La Lomita today. It did not work out because I used to have Border Patrol. We fuck with that bitch. And also, my car is a sedan. That bitch cannot go down the fucking hill. I don't know where the fuck to park my car. And I was scared to leave it alone if someone hijacks me. So we didn't. We saw it, like, from a distance. And I saw the car. I was like, mirala. Pinche la migra is already there. So we left. But we did have a creepy encounter as we were leaving. It's the high school that's like a Catholic school, to make it worse. That's like literally down the street. There is the skeleton of whatever building that is. I don't know what it is, but I know it has a bell. Like, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so that's actually the asylum that I just said that I kept looking through the woods. We actually found out that was an asylum next door. That's why I kept looking at the woods. and I felt like, you know, something pulling me that way, and it was just a skeleton of it.
Okay, so when we recorded a little bit, when are you ever gonna see this footage? We don't know yet. Probably never, because video editing right now, it's not in our capabilities. And if I do it, it'll do it like in 3 weeks.
I'm working on that, don't worry.
Okay, so when we went, obviously I was the driver this time. We heard, so I stopped to see it so we could take some like short videos, but then we heard something crazy. Like we heard the crazy ass shit. We heard someone crying, like moaning, a woman's like like, it was like, what the fuck is happening?
So when you heard the moaning of a woman screaming or whatever you heard, the first thing that popped into my mind was, we're near the river. It could have been somebody running from La Migra. Or there is a few reports of people drowning and dying in the river. So what are the chances that it's a trapped ghost relieving their dying echo?
You know, I didn't realize how close we were to the fucking border till I saw the walls. I was like, what the fuck?
The wall.
Yeah, I didn't know we were that close.
Okay, so I thought that was literally on the video, I literally said, was that La Llorona? Because I thought it was La Llorona. Because if you know, you know. If you hear La Llorona and she sounds far away, that bitch is close. It's not the same. It's not like her. You hear her loud and clear that she's near. No, bitch. The more farther away she sounds, the closer she actually is.
Okay, so you say you saw pictures of La Lomita, right? Okay. I don't remember much. Like, I haven't seen the pictures, but the way that I describe it, if it's like that, let me know. I mean, there's the double doors, right, where you enter, and then it's the benches, right? And they have little cushions, and then there's, like, little altars on the side with notebooks. And then there's the big one with the knee thing, and then there's a door on that side. And it's just a big-ass cross. Is that how it still looks like?
Well, the pictures I saw, it's a small white chapel. It doesn't look too big. It has, like, one small-ass row with two sides of benches. From what I saw, it had one door, like, no windows in there. From what I saw, there was an altar with a big-ass cross, and there was, like, candles on the sides, and there was, like, one altar right next to the main door.
Yeah, because it has two doors. So it has the little small door on the side, and it has the main door. I'm pretty sure it's a double door with the wooden lock on it.
I think it's a single one.
Is it?
That's what I saw.
Unless they changed it, because, I mean, that's crazy, because it was a double door.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been the double door. It could just be that the doors are a little smaller than usual, so it could just be, like, one big door.
Yeah, I mean, from my point of view, the last time that I went was, like, years ago.
I also want to note that when we saw it today, after the girl was crying, or whoever, whatever the fuck it was, it got weird, because I heard it from one side. Because we rolled down our window. Bitch, we did not get out, all right? Do know, we did not get out. I wasn't getting out because there's no fucking light there. And the only light was my car. Bitch, no, we don't go out. That's some white shit. So what I did, I just rolled down the window, okay? And I was listening. At first, I didn't hear it until I thought it was the music, to be honest, because we were playing music, but really low. But then when Lenny said, like, did you hear that? I'm like, okay, I'm not the only one.
To the line.
Did you see it? Basically, I saw something, but maybe my bad vision. Maybe I got to get new glasses.
If you guys can guess where that line is from, I'll cash up you $5. But.
Can I guess?
No.
But Dad.
All right, we don't got time for your kinks.
Don't kink shame me, bitch.
This is a kink safe zone. If anyone wants to call Toby, want to be his papa, say it in the comments.
I accept Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal.
Valiendo verga.
Why are you flipping him out like that, bro? Anyways, let's continue, guys.
Hey, I'm poor. I don't give a fuck.
Okay. So, yeah. I saw something there. I thought maybe it's my bad vision. Maybe I gotta get new glasses. But I saw something, and then I heard her cry again. And then I had to stop the car. I was like, maybe. And then we sat there for maybe like 2 minutes, but we didn't hear shit. So I was just like, that's the sign. We gotta get the fuck out, because that bitch is probably near.
The see how quiet it was? It was dead silent. Like, not even fucking crickets, no wind, nothing. Like, that's how quiet. We waited for like 5 whole minutes of pure like silence.
Yeah, it's true. Like, first, and it was it's fucking cold right now where we went. It was windy as fuck too, but once we got to the area, it was like dead quiet. No bugs, no birds, not even fucking wind.
Yeah, like it was an open space, dude. Like the cars were, you could hear the cars obviously, but there was one point where you literally didn't see anything. You didn't see cars passing, you didn't hear the wind gushing, like nothing. I was just like, dude, but they didn't make any more noise, you know? Like literally they just kind of like stopped time. It was weird.
I got this on my dash cam. Hopefully it saves by the time I go home, so I could like, I'll try to post it on our TikTok. We do have a TikTok. I'll try to post it, but I don't think you're gonna hear like the moan of the bitch, but you'll hear us just freaking out, because you're not gonna see us because my dash cam is facing the dash. But yeah, it was something. It was weird. I had a really bad vibe, but I was like, nah, fuck it, it's okay, it's fine. But then for some reason, when it got too quiet, something in the back of my head said, bitch, start the car. So the bitch left. So that's basically what happened.
All right, guys, well, that is the wrap to our episode. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials to keep yourself updated. Like I say, updated. Make sure to check out our website. Leave us a story if you got one, we'll gladly share it. Also donate to our PayPal. You want to ask? Yes, please donate to the PayPal. We poor. Make sure to check out our webpage. You can learn a little bit about us and support us along the way. It is likelynotdeadpodcast.com. Thank you, guys.
See you next time, bitches. Hopefully the demons don't get you today. If you did survive, come see us on the next podcast, where it's going to be me. Quasi's going to run this fucking shit. So see you next time. We'll be talking about them kids. Scary as fuck. Bye.